We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A local nonprofit is aiming to teach Chippewa Valley residents how to recognize the signs of mental health struggles and support their loved ones. According to a WQOW report, Joining Our Neighbors Advancing Hope, or JONA for short, will be holding free mental health training sessions throughout the region starting this weekend. The organization is also handing out green bandanas, a project that began last year to show you're committed to addressing your own mental health and the mental health of others. The unusual winter could cause some unexpected issues for fishing enthusiasts this year. According to the Department of Natural Resources, the warmer-than-average temperatures this winter are causing popular fishing spots to melt about 2 weeks sooner than they would otherwise. The atypical melting has officials believing that fish like bluegills and crappies will be abundant this year, but it may come at the cost of an abundance of salmon, walleye, and trout. Officials recommend catching and releasing more of those fish. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see all kinds of sunshine for today. Highs in the upper 40s, light south winds developing. Tonight, mostly clear and lower 30s. On Monday, a considerable warm-up on the way. Sunny skies will reach the upper 60s. Right now, it's 19. CFW. We'll be right back.
1057 CFW.
Loose. Cut loose. This world makes you crazy, and you take it all you can. Then you call me up, because you know I'll be there, and I'll see your true
CFW. Remember this one?
Hey, hey. And the blood was shed for them. The sacrifice was a sign of their sin, as well as a sign of God's mercy and forgiveness. This covering was like a sermon that they had for one another and for all their descendants and for all creation. The skins would remind them of the promise the Lord had given them on that day, that they had received their clothing, and that one would come, the offspring of Eve, who would crush the head of that serpent. From the beginning, we see God who loves the world, and especially those who are made in his image. We heard this in today's reading from Numbers. The people of Israel who have received God's promises, whom God had dramatically led out of slavery in Egypt, the Lord was leading personally by a pillar of fire by night, a pillar of cloud by day, whom the Lord was providing for with the daily manna, with the quail, with the water, whom the Lord was shepherding through his servant Moses. These people are openly rebelling against God and against Moses. Subsequently, they find themselves exposed to God's wrath in the form of these deadly serpents that God sent. Of all creatures, the Lord sent serpents, right? The form of the devil. The devil had taken, at least in the garden, when he lured Adam and Eve away from God and trusting his word. So God chooses to punish his disobedient children in the wilderness, the serpents. But God didn't send those serpents to condemn his people, to destroy them. He sent them to bring them to repentance. By the grace of God, the people of Israel, they repented. They confessed. They confessed their sin to Moses, the one whom they had been so loudly complaining about and against. And in their humility and their need, they asked Moses, their priest, to intercede, to pray for them. And he did. And the Lord showed mercy. It wasn't in the way that the people asked. God didn't take away those fiery serpents. He had Moses make a serpent out of bronze and put it on a pole, lift it up, a symbol of their sin, a symbol of death, a symbol of evil. And this symbol, this promise, well, it was also a symbol of life for those who had been bitten by the deadly serpents. Promise that they would live. They had to look at it. They had to look at this image of evil, of sin, of death, consequence of their sin. The snakes remained, free to bite the people of Israel, to inject their deadly venom into their flesh. Those people were exposed in the wilderness, but by God's grace, they could look to the snake on the pole and live. In today's gospel, Jesus brings this account to the mind of the Pharisee, Nicodemus. Nicodemus had studied the scriptures. He thought he knew them. Jesus exposed his ignorance. Though suspicious and afraid of what the others would say, he did approach Jesus at night. And Jesus patiently and gently speaks God's word to this one who was part of the group conspiring against him. And Jesus wants Nicodemus to come out of darkness into the light. Jesus told Nicodemus what the promised one sent by God must do and why. As Moses had lifted up the serpent on the pole and gave the people life, through faith in God's word attached to that image, so the Son of Man must be lifted up on the cross to give sinful, dying people life through faith in him. God wanted the penitent Israelites to know his mercy through an image of evil, sin, and death. And God wants us to know his mercy through his crucified Son. His accursed death on the cross reminds us of the evil, the death that put him there. We don't deny this. We confess this, knowing that he's done it for us. We've been disobedient to his word. We've forgotten what he's done for us. We grumble and complain against God, against our pastor, against others whom God has put into our lives for good. In our sin, we're exposed. We're naked, we're unprotected, we're vulnerable to evil and death. Left in our sin, we're exposed to all of this. Humbled and needy, we turn to the Lord in repentance, as we did this morning, confessing our sins to ask Jesus to intervene for us. Jesus assures us that he does. He assures us that he has. He calls us out of darkness to turn to his marvelous light, the light of the world, the light lifted high upon a cross for you. We don't have to hide in fear and shame, but we let the light of Christ expose the evil, the sin within us as we look upon him who has taken our evil and sin upon himself, sparing us the consequences, giving us eternal life. As Jesus told Nicodemus, God loves the world. He loves you. His love is not demonstrated by taking away evil and death from our earthly lives. It's demonstrated in his Son, given for you. God didn't send his Son on a mission to condemn this sinful and rebellious world. God gave him that the world might be saved by him. He gave his only Son to us as one of us, born of a woman, exposed to the evil of this world, exposed to the taunting and tempting of the devil. He gave a son to suffer at the hands of wicked men. He gave a son to endure the wrath, the condemnation that we and the world deserve. The salvation of man is through faith in the one who was hung on the cross, this peculiar image of evil, of death, the consequences of sin executed upon one man, the death of God's only Son. This is the judgment, God's judgment poured out on his Son, the sacrifice God made for you to cover your sins, to save you from perishing, and to give you eternal life beyond earthly life that's free of hardship and free of pain and suffering and evil. as the penitent Israelites looked to the serpent on the pole lifted up by Moses, we look to our crucified Savior, lifted up on the cross for all to see and believe. Jesus is the light that exposes us for who we are, sinners loved by God. We don't have to flee in fear or shame. We don't have to deny the wicked we have done. We confess it as we look to Jesus Christ, the one who hung on the cross, bearing our sin and the condemnation we deserve. He is our salvation. He did what God gave him to do. He crushed the head of the serpent. He removed our sin. He overcame death. He rose from the grave. He ascended into heaven. He sits on the right hand of the Father, interceding on your behalf. They reign with the Holy Spirit, whom he sent to help you until he returns. The wicked may scatter as the light of Christ shines in you and through you, but we hold for this light with the hope that they too might come to repentance and might be saved and not condemned. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord God, draw us into your light. Expose wherever we, like your people of old, have thought, spoken, and acted against you, that in repentance we might look to your Son, lifted up on the cross, and be saved from your righteous wrath. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of hosts, you gave your only Son so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Bless the work of missionaries as they carry this gospel to the ends of the earth, that many may hear of your love in Christ Jesus and be saved through him. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have set Joseph, our president, and Tony, our governor, as authorities over us for our good. Bless and sustain them with all they need to govern us, that we might be ruled wisely and in accord with your will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you had Moses lift up the bronze serpent in the wilderness, thereby foreshadowing your own Son's lifting up on the cross. Teach us to hear in the Old Testament the promises and pictures of the coming Christ, who is their Savior and ours. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you are the light and our salvation. Hide in your shelter Lynn, Dan, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlas, Tim, Greg, Ruth, Lacey, Bernard, Haley, Mike, Marlene, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlas, Erno, Richard, Ben, and all who suffer in body, mind, or soul. Keep them in their day of trouble from falling into faithless fear, and uphold them with your peace in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, whose steadfast love endures forever, we lift up our voices in thanksgiving. You have redeemed us out of trouble and gathered us here to feed us, that our souls may not faint within us. Satisfy the longing of our hearts with your Son's good things, his body and blood, that we may abide in your eternal peace. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, you have made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Cause your Spirit to be at work in us, that we may not carry out the sinful desires of our bodies and minds, but be your workmanship in Christ Jesus, walking in good works he has prepared for us. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated for the offering. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who made his cross a life-bearing tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ our Lord, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ Jesus our Lord, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ Jesus, our Lord, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Oops. I'm sorry. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. I rest. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptism of grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Blessing or two. Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Do you receive? No, okay. Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. And eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink, this is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink, this is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Marla. Well, Scott. Scott. I'll take an extra one. And then I have to get Lynn. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn. Well, you are all invited downstairs for coffee and refreshments, and if you want, stay for Bible study. And I think there's a couple minutes left of live radio time, so if you want to say hello to your homebound friends, now's the chance. Or
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.